We've got Taylor Kennedy with us of Horch Roofing, a fantastic area business that has been, helping improve people's homes for decades.
Yeah, and it's a fairly new name in our region. You've been here a little while, but tell us about the history of Horch Roofing, Taylor.
Yeah, so we've been around for about 23 years now. We've got a location down in Southern Maine and South Portland area. We have a location, and then we just recently expanded about 2 years ago up to the Hancock area.
And so you started in Warren, right?
Yes, sir.
Central Maine, or sort of like central coastal Maine.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Yeah, the Warren location—that's kind of our mothership, we like to call it. And we started to expand across the remainder of the state. So,
well, Taylor, does Horch Roofing concentrate more on residential properties or commercial properties?
We service all buildings. We're about 80-20 residential to commercial, but okay. we specialize in residential, but we'll tackle any building, any size, really, across the state.
All right, and you guys did your homework, so you realized so of all the places to go, you felt, hey, Ellsworth, there's a lot that can be done here, right?
Yeah, and again, it was kind of a growing area up here. A lot of vacationers, a lot of homes that really haven't been serviced by roofing companies up this way, and so we just saw a lot of opportunity for growth, development in the and being a part of the local community as well. So,
well, you're showing that big time. So we'll just have an idea and we'll get into it more in the next part. But so, what is this big thing you're looking to do now as you continue to get yourself more integrated in the Ellsworth MDI area?
Yeah, so we have a scholarship opportunity, something we've been doing in our Southern Maine location, Warren as well. We wanted to bring it up to the Down East area, and it's basically a scholarship opportunity where we're trying to get young men and women more involved in the trades. So if you're a local high school senior, or if you're in a current or enrolled in a current trade school right now, you'd have the ability to apply for this scholarship and put that towards your studies.
All right, and he'll tell us in a minute about just more how to get that started and what it looks like.
Yeah, how you can apply and so forth. And Taylor, just before we take a little break here, do I understand correctly that Horch Roofing has three scholarship opportunities for young people?
That's correct, yeah. Basically all across the state, so Southern Maine, Mid-Coast, and then now Down East.
All right, more all details right. And how students can apply coming up on Star 97.7. We got some great news for students right now. In our studio, Taylor Kennedy of Horch Roofing here to tell us about some scholarship opportunities for students who will be entering the trades.
Yeah, this is really exciting. You've been doing this in Southern Maine and in Warren, and now you're adding this opportunity to Ellsworth. So how does this all work?
Yeah, so basically how you would apply, you apply right through our website at horchroofing.com. Deadline for submittal would be by the end of April. And what will come apart with that application, obviously fill out the application form. We look for a personal letter kind of outlining the career goals and background of the student. A letter of recommendation either from a teacher, mentor, employer, if that's the case. And then also the official transcript with the GPA, class rank. And then all that information will be reviewed by our internal selection committee. And we'll make a choice here at around mid-May.
Okay. That's awesome. And I was asking earlier, so it just doesn't have to be roofing. This is just general somebody in the trades, right?
Correct. Yeah, we're just, again, really trying to inspire kids to get out and work with their hands, be in the trades. Obviously, we'd love it to be someone focused on roofing,
sure,
if that's
sure.
the case, and potentially come work with us at Horch Roofing. But yeah, really just trying to inspire kids to get involved with the trades.
Well, back in the day when Paul and I were both going to school, it seems that at least my high school, and I think yours too, Paul, because we had this talk before, there were classes that were gearing students toward the trades in a big way. I wonder, are high schools still doing that? And at least to the extent that they did in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I think there is. There's definitely some local involvement. We've been trying to get involved locally at one of the trade schools right outside in the Mid-Coast. And trying to get more of a roofing related program in there. They still have auto shop and woodworking and things of that nature, but we're really trying to bring obviously our niche, which is roofing, and get that more involved in some of these trade schools as well.
I think we've seen it increase. I know we have HCTC here, which has so many programs. There's the big one in Bangor, UTC.
Yes.
And the programs, and they've continued to develop even in the trades that go digital. So like Taylor said, it's more than just auto body and woodworking. There's so many other things that people may not consider trades that are.
That can be awesome and lucrative careers.
Yeah. And in demand.
Yeah.
I mean, so many trades are needed. You're like almost guaranteed job security.
100%. And there's a lot of openings available. So the more skill we can get into these trades, the better for all our communities as well.
Right. HortzRoofing.com. And you can find out more about these scholarship opportunities and get those applications in by the end of April. Is that right, Taylor?
Correct.
All right. Perfect. Yeah, come back and see us anytime. Yes. Great to meet you.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
All right. It's 828 with Star 97.7.